Let's talk about Marshall.
Okay.
And the plane crash.
Okay.
Which happened in 1977
in February.
77. Tell us what happened.
Well, Marshall had a condo in Vail, and he and Rebecca had gone there for a skiing trip along with Bud Buzzard and his wife from Miami.
Rebecca would be Oral's daughter.
Oldest daughter. And they were trying out a brand new airplane out of Oklahoma City, and the pilot who was demonstrating the plane. Marshall had really gotten interested in banking through this involvement with me at United. And I didn't tell you, but along the way, we bought the Bank of Ketchum, Marshall and I and Doug. And then Marshall and others bought a whole host of other banks, and Hollis, and ended up buying Bank of Commerce. They were going to buy there. Marshall was going to buy this plane so he could go to the board meetings in these various cities every month. It was a twin engine, brand new plane. And so they had gone up there and skied several days, and this pilot and his wife came up to get them and was bringing them back to Tulsa, demonstrating the plane that he wanted to sell to Marshall. And somewhere over a wheat field near Anthony, Kansas, they crashed and killed all six of the passengers.
What was the weather like? Was that a contributing factor?
We don't think the weather was a contributing factor. We think it was the autopilot. The attorneys told me that it was like if you were going 100 miles an hour in your car and stick your hand out the window and start to move it up and down, that it would suddenly go very, very fast. And he said that autopilot started doing ups and downs, and quickly got to shaking so fast, at first the tail broke off, and then the wings broke off, and it plummeted to the ground in pieces over a half-mile area. So the autopilot had been defective and had been sent back to the factory and repaired and put back in the plane, but apparently it had not been prepared correctly.
So again, the year is 1977.
77. February.
How did you first hear about this?
My wife and I were at her grandparents' home in Royston, Georgia, and my daughter Elizabeth called and said, "Daddy, I hate to tell you, Marshall and Rebecca were killed in a plane crash last night." And I turned to my wife. She was wondering why someone was calling. We had just gotten there the day before. And I said, "Honey, Marshall and Rebecca have been killed in a plane crash. We have three new children." Because we had made agreement with them just a few months before that if something happened to either of us, we would swap children.
Oh, you had talked about it?
We had talked about it, never dreaming it would happen.
And those three children and their names, what?
Well, Brenda, who's now called Sydney, was 13. Marshall was 8. And John Orr was 5.
So that was a no-brainer. You were going to raise him.
Absolutely. So we caught the first plane back, and when we got to St. Louis, I called Orr and told him about the agreement we had and that we would be home in a couple of hours and we'd be over to his house to pick up the children and take them to our home.
I can't imagine the grief that was going on at that. And Orr was he of strong faith? I mean, he's strong faith, but was he a great supporter of you?
Yes.
How did he help through all that?
Well, my mom and dad lived here too at the same time. And of course, they were very close. And all four of them were tremendously supportive. I told you I was traveling a lot. And as highway commissioner, I was traveling a lot. And so when we needed to go or do, we could take one or two of the kids to Orland Evelyn's and the other one over to my mom and dad's or vice versa. They were always available to babysit. And anything we needed, they were there to help all the way until they all died.
All died?
All my Orland Evelyn and my mom and dad.
Right.
They supported us up until the end of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Great support.
Oral and one of his television programs talked about this, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
The entire program.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Dramatic program.
Watching that day, yeah. So tell us then about the children. Where are they today?
Well, the baby, John Orl, is a finance professor at Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida.
At which university?
Full Sail University.
Okay. How old would he be now?
Well, he was born in 73, so he's coming up on 50.
Okay. And then
Marcia, the middle girl, was just here for her mother's funeral. And she's in Orange County, California. She has two grown children, one just graduating from Boston University this year, another one graduating from high school there in Orange County and going to Northeastern in Boston this fall.
And then Sydney?
And Sydney has remained a single girl, and she's in San Jose, California. And these children have been the joy of our life. They have been such a blessing.
How old were you and Edna when this happened?
Well, Edna was 39, and I was 41.
And then Elizabeth, how old was she at this point?
Elizabeth had gotten married 2 months before December and left the house. And we said, wow, that wasn't very difficult. Now we can run around the house naked. We can go anywhere we want to go. We're still young. And 60 days, Lurley, you've got triplets.
Yeah.
She was an only child. Beth was an only child. So what a shock
when
those three kids came to live with us. But what an opportunity and what a blessing.
And where did they, and then in their teen years, I mean, you had to live through all that, didn't you?
Yes. Got up the first morning, take them to school. We didn't even know where they went.
Where did they go to school?
Well, two of them went to Holland Hall and one went to a private Methodist pre-kindergarten, John.
John Orl, was he a favorite of Orl?
Well, he was the first one that took his name, and Orl had him stand up on the back of a seat out there in chapel one day and said, folks, this is the prince. He shouldn't have done that.
Because they called him that.
Everybody dreamed that, you know, one day John will be where Orl is now, and that didn't happen and hasn't happened and won't happen.
Because John had no interest in being a minister or anything.
John had some interest in his earlier years and did some preaching.
Oh.
And some evangelistic work.
Really?
He did. It was part-time. He went to Tulane, first of all, his first 3 years. Then he came back and graduated from ORU. And then he went and to get his master's in finance in New York, Rochester, University of Rochester. And he became a stockbroker then with one of the major firms back on the East Coast. But he was doing evangelistic type work on the side. But somehow that wasn't his niche, and he ended up being a finance professor down in Florida.
How about that?
And he's raised three wonderful children. One graduated from ORU just past year, the middle boy, John Orl Jr., which we call Jack. Connor graduated last year from Liberty and just got married last month to another wonderful girl from Liberty. And Kylie is a junior at a state school in Jacksonville, doing extremely well. Precious children.
And then you must have grandchildren of Marcia.
Marcia has two. I just mentioned one just graduated from Boston, and the other one's going to Northeastern this fall.
All right. But turned out, this often happens in life when something tragic happens. Then, yet something good comes out of it.
Yes.
And I don't know why I'm getting teared up here. Your association with those children and the impact you left on them, they turned out to be wonderful people.
And now, you know, I lost my wife a month ago.
Yes.
What would I do without them?
Because they've been so supportive of you.
They've been around and upheld me in every way you could do that. And, of course, my own daughter, too, who lives here in Tulsa.
Sure.
She married a banker, and he's done well. They have been so supportive of me my whole life.
And Edna just died. When did she die?
March 13th.
Right. And she was how old when she died?
She was 85.
All right.
We had 67 wonderful, wonderful years.
Yeah. And that's been tough
for yes. you. And Beth and Brad have two girls, and they've been a blessing to us. One is here in Tulsa, and one's in Colorado Springs. And they have two great-grandchildren, Sam and Grace, who are now teenagers, and they're blessing my life in so many ways.
Okay, so they come from where?
Beth.
Oh, your daughter.
My daughter.
Your daughter.
And okay. Julie.
How about that?
So I have a wonderful family here. Then my brother, Jim, raised five children here, and they have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Our tribe has multiplied in Tulsa. There must be 60 of us here now. I came first, and then my brother Marshall came and lived with me when he was quite young. I was teaching a Sunday school class at Bel Air Community Church. Rebecca Roberts was in my Sunday school class. They met, began dating, ended up marrying.
Rebecca Roberts would be Oral's daughter.
Oldest daughter. And my brother Jim moved here and was hired as Oral as his photographer for the magazine and later for his movie shows. And he traveled with Oral everywhere he went for many years. And then my mom and dad moved here. And my mother ended up dying at University Village, which my brother Marshall built. And there's a chapel there he built, the Nash Chapel, in memory of my mom and dad. So this is an important community for us.
Oh, yes, right. But you mentioned Rebecca. Then his Oral's oldest son was...
Ronnie.
Ronnie, yes.
Wonderful, brilliant kid.
Yeah.
He was in my Sunday school class, too, and came to our home many times. He loved my wife and me, and we could talk to him when he couldn't talk to his parents.
Yeah. Oral talked about that.
Yes.
Ronnie took his life.
Yes, he did.
So to complete then, Oral's children were Rebecca,
Ronnie, Richard, and Roberta.
Roberta. You call her Roberta?
Yes, Roberta.
Is that the way they address
yes.
her?
Roberta Potts.
Okay.
She married Ron Potts.